6, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. And if you are listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or download our app, The Sportscast for iOS. The NBA Finals is here, 2021. Two teams that no one really thought that would be here. It's the Phoenix Suns versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Everyone thought it was going to be between the Nets and Lakers. And joining me today, a man that knows about the NBA and loves Scottie Pippen, Victor Rocho. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's going on? Don't forget, you can download the Jersey Boy Sports Talk too on iTunes.
Yes, you can download the app. Well. I mean, the
I'm just making sure. I get my promo here, you know.
Exactly, which has a couple of good reviews so far. I've been hearing. So, and last week's show was pretty good with that guy.
We got two. We got two good reviews. Oh, that's it. You said a couple good reviews.
I guess. That's funny. I guess.
Our show's pretty cool. Come on out. Anyways, let's get in the NBA. So, I think it's been a really good NBA.
Playoff.
Number one. Number two. Yeah. So, number two, I wasn't convinced about Brooklyn. Why? I wasn't convinced about the Lakers either. Like I told my son, right? So, nobody starts their season off with saying we're going to win it all if our three guys are healthy. It's like, that's not the thought process, right? At least from my experience, right? You don't go, Michael Jordan didn't go into the season, we're going to win if we're healthy or if we're this or if Dennis Rodman doesn't go to Las Vegas. Like, they don't think of that kind of stuff, right? So I'm saying, like, that's a problem. So number one, and look what happened, right? Now, I will give you this on the Nets. If they're together, they're incredible. They're hard to beat. And I thought the team, the greatest kudos I want to give about to the Nets, besides definitely KD coming back from Achilles heel and performing that way. And then I'll stop after this. And then I'll talk about that. You bring these up. And then James Harden proved to me a greater player than I even thought he was because of his ability to assist, score. He was just double-doubling. So, he had the least amount of assisted shots with Houston. Imagine going there and double-doubling. So, that's it. Now, that's Brooklyn. My person.
No. Yeah, it's fine because I think, yes, injuries were a factor. It is an issue, obviously, because of the bubble last year. The finals was in October, and the Lakers was in the final. And then the Lakers and the Heat, left early.
Yeah, but we're talking about the Nets. Let's go by each one, right? You said the Lakers and the Nets. I'll give you the Lakers side. And then you can start with the Lakers. Some of your thoughts on the Nets.
Well, the Nets, I think
you got to respond to my comment.
No. I think Harden's what in his early 30s, late 20s. And then you got Kyrie, which is injury prone. So, yes, I would have expected Brooklyn to not be all there, you know. But KD had a fantastic performance, you know, came back
strong, out,
you know,
from an Achilles heel. That's an Achilles heel, man. He was incredible. The only thing I got to complain about him is no matter how much they want to compare all these guys to the one and only Jordan, but you know he should have never, in my opinion, taken that 3-point shot. He should have taken the two. I can't even imagine him missing a two. Right.
So
that's it. So I'm done. Now go ahead. You can go to Lakers if you want.
No, I mean, Lakers, you know, could have been here if they're healthy, but they weren't. And you think LeBron complaining, was that appropriate or you think he made some good points?
Well, you know, man, it's kind of difficult, but
He's very isolated.
My only point was with the Nets going into it, like everybody was selecting that. I wasn't really big on the Lakers, right? I was just my only comment was, you know, you don't go into the season, I guarantee you, other than Anthony Davis, but you don't go into the season expecting LeBron to get hurt. He's been a journeyman. So, like, you know what I mean? So it was just a different thought process for me between the Nets and the Lakers. So, but I didn't think they were going to make it anyways. I just think that, I think they make the playoffs. I just didn't think they would make it to the championship. I just think it's that hard. He's getting older. He's counting on Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis is hurt. So, you know, and I think there's a lot of good team. And remember, you still got Kawhi out in the West, right? So you're talking Which about Paul George at least came to play. He came. Yeah. I mean, he's, did he get hurt because of that? They were out early last year. So, I think there's something to it, but it's kind of difficult. You know, you hear, I don't know. I can't tell. These guys are primo athletes, right?
Exactly.
I like to play in.
Let's move on past the Lakers because they're out from the first round. And who got them out of the first round was the Phoenix Suns, a squad led by Chris Paul and Mr. Booker, and
Devin, you know, Booker
had a fantastic season, number two in the West. So this is a very legitimate team. Defeated the Lakers 4-2 in the series. Then they swept the Denver Nuggets. Never saw that happening. So once I saw that, they were the real deal. And then the Clippers.
They're missing Murray too.
What was that?
Wasn't Denver missing Murray?
They were. Yes, they were missing Murray as well.
Another injury.
Another injury, and then the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard. Is luck on their side, or are the Suns the real deal?
Nah, man, they're the number two team for a reason. That's my point. Like, you know, with the Lakers were number one.
No, they were number seven. Number one was Utah.
Exactly. So I think that I think Phoenix, being number two in the West is pretty impressive. I don't care, injured, not injured. You're in the West. You're number two. And I love Chris Paul. Like, we'll get into that next as we'll get down the thing. But I think Chris Paul's doing a great job. I think their coach is doing a phenomenal job. That play he called on the Clippers, because I wanted the Clippers to win. But either case, I still like Chris Paul, so I'm rooting for Phoenix now. And that play he drew up, man, I love that. Side out of bounds, and it has to work perfectly. It was incredible. The pass, the dunk. So I think everyone's discount. They're number two.
No legitimate team. And to your point, Chris Paul, 16 seasons in the NBA, battled a lot of injuries, hamstrings.
Playoffs, his first championship.
Yeah, healthy win, winning the West. Also, also for the Suns, first time in the championship series since 1993. But Chris Paul, you know, I thought he was done once they traded him to Houston and then went to Oklahoma, but went to Phoenix, led this young Phoenix team. This is what Phoenix needed, this veteran leadership. Victor, can you reminisce your thoughts on Chris Paul?
I love Chris Paul. I'm trying to get my light better. Maybe that does something. I don't know.
Here we help you out with the answer.
Say that again. What are my thoughts on Chris Paul?
Yeah. I mean, it took him six seasons to make it, you know, this far.
16 seasons, but how many teams?
Boy, he's been with the Pelicans, with the Clippers.
He's been with a lot of teams.
And Phoenix. So it's five teams.
Yeah, so in 16 years, that's an average of three.
And banged up, too. Like, he even said it with all those surgeries he's had.
Yeah. Now, he's always been a player. I like him. He's also he's the guy who did the help with the bubble last year. He's controlling that. I mean, he's just an all-around great guy. I'm happy to see this for him. I'm happy for Phoenix. They're really good fans. I still think Clippers, they gave that game away. And I think, you know, again, it goes to show every time they're doing comparisons on, like, the great ones, right? You got to understand the great ones are the great ones because they don't miss foul shots at the end, okay? They just don't. They don't let a dunk on you from an out of bounds. It's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen. You understand? They're going to take
except
over
Carmelo.
He
missed that free throw shot.
Who'd he play? Who'd he play against?
Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Exactly. They didn't miss. They missed foul shots during the game, not in the fourth quarter. Not in the fourth quarter. Neither did Kobe. Neither did Dwayne. LeBron misses.
He does.
Yes,
Booker,
he does.
Devin Booker. What are your thoughts about Devin Booker? Up.
Man, that kid's dangerous, man. I don't know about – again, it goes back to – I don't like the comparisons of them to, like, Dwayne Wade. It's too early, you know what I mean? He may have the skill set and so forth, but you got knocked out. Let's see what happens. But Dwayne Wade got knocked out early too, and he made me – he's the one who made me a Heat fan. So this kid looks good, but there's a lot of kids that look like Trae Young. I mean, this is a serious playoffs. Trae Young is good. Right, they're just different style players. Who else? There's several other young rookies playing. I gotta give out a shout out to Clarkston. What's his first? Sixth man of the year
from
Jared Clarkston.
From which team?
I think from Utah. No,
okay.
I think from Utah, if I'm not mistaken.
Also, DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns is having a great performance in the playoffs.
That's the guy who dunked it. You know, the other thing, the teams that's winning, I'm telling you, is it goes back to defense. Is if you notice, I think if I go back the statistics, it looks like the teams that are winning are the ones who are getting the most offensive rebounds, which is the obvious thing, right? That if you get more offensive rebounds, but, you know, it seems like predominant. It's not like you're just getting a few, right? It seems like they're getting, you know, good scoring off offensive rebounds. That's second shots, man.
Something that
– And Aiden does a lot of that. It's because a lot of it's him.
Yeah. This squad is solid. Phoenix Suns, which I think are like the favorites. But let's go on with the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, like the series that really defined them, Victor, was when they beat Brooklyn 4-3. It was a tight series. At one point, I thought the Nets were going to do it. But before that, they beat the Celtics in five games. Then they beat the Brooklyn Nets. Then they beat Atlanta.
They beat Miami.
That's right, Miami. Yes, yes, my bad.
First round, swept them.
Yeah, swept them. Swept them. Then the key series was
Butler didn't want to pick a quarter.
And then the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Nets, you know, in seven games. It was a close series, but was that series that convinced you that this this team?
No.
We'll make it to the finals.
No. What? I'm still not that impressed. I thought Atlanta gave him a game.
And if Trae Young was healthy.
And Trae Young was hurt. Exactly. And they won. Let's talk about that. Okay. I think Trae Young shouldn't have played. He didn't do anything to help the team. And when they played without him, with Lou Williams, they won. They should have gave him another day. Do or die. Yeah, I know you want to be out there, but you're still young. Give it a shot with Lou Williams first, and then see if Trae Young can come in and give a spark. I think that was a major mistake.
I agree. You know, Trae Young, the leader of the team, went out of, I think it was game five or game six.
Giannis got hurt too, though.
Who?
Giannis got hurt too, though.
Yeah, right? Giannis got hurt, and they still won. But this Bucks team, hey, not perfect, not sexy. But they're in the
like me some Brook Lopez, though.
Yes,
I think Brook Lopez is playing. He listen to me. He did a block on KD that was incredible. Yeah, he did on it. When you do a block on KD, you're badass. And then look, he ended up just continued propelling them. You know what I mean? Maybe it helps playing with a Giannis, right? It's not everything's on him. I don't know, but God bless him. He's playing some good basketball.
Then you got Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's good.
Chris Middleton.
You got Middleton. Isn't Tucker on there?
PJ Tucker, the guy who collects sneakers as well.
Who was the one that was pushing around KD? They said, was that Middleton or Tucker?
I don't know. I don't remember.
And one of them smaller. One of them was playing. Find out who you covered. Rappaport and these other guys were talking smack. They said, you let this little so-and-so push you around. Because he's thinking about it, he's 7 foot. Middleton and Tucker are not that big.
No.
I mean, they're big guys, but they're not 7 foot to cover KD.
But Giannis might not play in game one tonight, Victor. Is that something the Bucks should be worried about? Or, hey, lose this one and we'll be back for game two.
Well, I never think that the Bucks should be worried about it. I think maybe their fans should be. Like, nobody's going to go into the game. We ain't got Giannis. We ain't going to win. They won without him, right? Teams got to step up. So Lopez has got to play good. The rest of their players, they got good players. I mean, it's not like, you know, Giannis is just a super, superstar. You know what I mean? But the other guy on the other team is young. And then you got Chris Paul. He's a point. So you got, you know what I mean? Chris Paul played lights out in the final game against the Clippers. I mean, he had 41 points. He did a double-double. Not a double-triple. I'm not sure.
But the Bucks still need Giannis in this series in order to win the championship, don't they?
I would think so. I mean, it's almost impossible to say out of a 7-game series that the MVP of the league won't help you. I mean, it's impossible. Man, he's done some really good moves when he attacks the rim. When he starts shooting those three-pointers, I mean, he's got to really decide when he wants to shoot those. But when he attacks the rim, like he's on the run, when he backs up and go on the run, he's pretty impressive.
Let's look at this series. Bucks and Suns, Victor. I think the Suns will win it maybe in 6-7 games, maybe. But what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I like to see a decent series, but I want Phoenix to win. I like Chris Paul. I think this would be a good cap of his year at 36 years old to get the championship that Barkley almost had. I'm sorry. You mentioned two guys, right? Because since everybody wants to keep comparing, I just want to make sure we're clear since we're recorded and we're live. You mentioned two guys that either missed a shot or what something happened. Now, the first guy, well, you'd have mentioned two. You mentioned one. I'm going to mention the second one. The first one was from Utah. Who's the gentleman you mentioned that missed?
Carl Malone.
Malone. Man. Exactly. Okay. And who did he play against?
Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Okay, beautiful. All right, beautiful. Another phenomenal player from Phoenix was Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley didn't win the championship. Who did he play against? The Bulls.
The Bulls. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. So two guys are really great. Still don't match up to MJ, man. So when they start doing all that other comparison, just, you know, hey, I still don't think LeBron's better, but LeBron's number two. Who cares? I mean, shoot, imagine being number two in the best of all basketball. I mean,
really? Was number two for that Phoenix Suns team back in 93 after Charles Barkley.
I don't know who number. I don't know. Remember Marley? Marley was like a 3-point sniper.
Dan Marley. But he was not the number two guy.
Nah, but he helped out, right? I don't know who the number two guy is. I'm trying to remember. You looked at
Danny Ainge, Kevin Barkley Johnson, Tom Chambers.
Danny Ainge was on the team. Danny Ainge already had he was a number two. He already had a championship with Boston.
Couple of them.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who else was on the team?
Kevin Johnson, I would say.
Kevin Johnson was good. Yeah. He would probably be number two.
And then Tom Chambers and Dan Marley.
Nah, I'd probably say Johnson. And then Marley was, you know, part of that piece. But, you know, that was Barkley's team. Barkley put up big points. I think he double-doubled throughout the entire playoffs, except only in four games.
No chance at the Bulls. Before that series started, you thought it's over. Jordan's got this.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Sorry. You remember at that time, it was funny. When Barkley played, I wasn't really a Barkley fan, right? I don't know why. It just was like he kind of just, I don't know. Some people liked him, some didn't. But ever since he's out of basketball, and not because of it, since you get to know him better on when you see, I think he's fantastic.
You know what gets me? It seems like most people watch Jordan from 96 to 98 and his first three championships. Not many people remember those years.
I do.
You do. Yeah. Maybe because my age group.
I was a major Knick fan. Think about it. We couldn't get past him. The only time we got past him was when he retired and we went against Houston. And we lost because we shot the worst free throw shooting in the history of the NBA playoffs.
What'd you think of this year's Knicks team?
I was surprised. Actually, I was pretty happy for them. You know, we'll see where that'll take them next. You know, like what the next move is there. But you saw, it's funny, you know, they've been so bad for so long. You didn't realize once they become pretty good how exciting the Garden is. Like, yeah, just watching it on TV was like an entertainment piece, man. You know, you kind of take that for granted when you grew up there as, you know, a Knicks fan, and you know, and then when it goes away for a long time, you know, I still love the Knicks, but, you know, I'm a Heat fan. Yeah, Spike Lee.
That's see funny. Spike Lee back and everything else, but Thibs has done a good job coaching this Knicks team. They say that they lack power still, like they lack that superstar. They don't have that KD.
It takes time, but they got an emerging two guys. So I mean, what's his name? He had a phenomenal year, so he's young. It just takes a little bit.
Randall.
Yeah, Randall, and then who was their number one pick? They had two, R.J. Barrett.
R.J. Barrett. I love R.J. Barrett.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Canadian. They got time. They're young. They're both young.
Obadiah Toppin.
Think about it. Yeah. They're both young. They ended up number four. They did pretty good. They got cap room, I understand. And so they'll make their moves. And, you know, it's easier to want to go to the Garden and not have to be the guy to be a missing piece instead of trying to carry it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think those guys played great. There was great coaching and this and that, but there was no expectation that RJ Barrett was going to carry that team like Carmelo had on his back and some of the other guys that they had on their back. You know what I mean? That's a reunion. Rocked it, dude.
Best point guard Nick history, Mark Jackson.
No way, not even close, man. You had Earl the Pearl, you had Walt Frazier. Dude, we had some ballers. Mark Jackson was better in Indiana than he was with the Knicks. You had Sugar Ray Williams. Look at Sugar Ray. Come on, man, you understand. Remember where I was from and when I was a Knicks fan, dog. You know, Sugar Ray Williams, they used to practice in my college when Hubie Brown was the coach. It was funny as heck. Let me tell you, he didn't mess around. And Sugar Ray Williams was talking smack the whole time.
Interesting. Anyways, who for this championship, which team needs it more, the Bucks or the Suns, or Chris Paul or Giannis?
More?
Yes.
No, I think Chris. When you say, I don't know what you mean by needs it, but I think Chris Paul needs it. I don't think. It's not – think about 16 years. He hasn't never been there, right? And he's 36. And you don't know where he's going to go from there. So I think this is – Chris Paul needs it more than Giannis. I think Giannis has a shot to come back.
Yeah, because Giannis is still in his 20s. So
yeah,
he has a he's lot only
like
more
4 or 5 years in the league. He's still got more to learn too.
Will this be – the start of the Bucks owning the East? Now they'll be the best team in the East for the next couple of years.
No, the East is in stacked. Riley's going to come back. Spoelstra's going to come back. That team is one
piece away.
Like it's like, again, you know, Jimmy Buckets, as much as he wants, you like, you know, again, the difference is like, why would you shoot 3-pointers when you're winning the game and you're a 23% 3-point shooter, right? Yeah, you're like in the 40% inside the arc. Why would you do that three times in a row and you're winning and end up losing the game to the now the guys in the NBA playoffs? I mean, to me, that's what they're missing. They're missing the killer, because that's one of the few teams, at least from what I've seen, that every time whatever five is out there can light it up. Now, if they miss, they miss. Let me tell you, that's what stinks. But at the end of the day, they got a good crew of players. Just, you know, you need – I think we need a bona fide superstar. One.
Just one superstar. But you don't think it's Butler?
I don't think it's Butler.
I think it's a little bit old.
I thought it was Butler last year, like in the bubble and stuff, but not this year. This year, he showed this, you know, he still played. He's still hard, this and that, but it's all about the playoffs, right?
It's all about the playoffs. But maybe they were just tired, Victor.
What?
Maybe they were just tired from last season.
Well, then so was everybody else.
Well, anyways, game one is tonight.
So imagine if your logic was correct and they're tired, and you know it takes your legs to shoot, why would you shoot 3 3-pointers at 23%? So you couldn't have been that tired. Either you were tired because that was just a dumb decision, and not that he's dumb. I'm just saying to you, if you are tired, why are you taking 3-point shots? Number one, especially when you're a 23% shooter. It's like KD, why'd you take that shot? You wanted to be the man. You should have took it in for a tie. And if he was with Golden State, they'd probably be in the playoffs.
There you have it. And Golden State almost made it, but they lost in the NBA play-in, which I thought was pretty good.
Plays come back, and they had two first-round picks.
There you have it. Well, Victor, final predictions of the NBA finale.
Phoenix.
Phoenix Suns in what?
Six.
Phoenix in six. I'm going to say the same thing. Phoenix in six. Who takes game one?
Phoenix. Where are they playing?
In Phoenix.
Oh, it's Phoenix. Those fans are ferocious.
Best fans I've seen since Sacramento Kings back in the early 2000s.
Those fans are ferocious.
I say Phoenix Suns wins in six. I think six is a good number. I don't think they'll go all the way to heaven, but I think Chris Paul will win the MVP. And then he retires. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if he's going to retire, but I would like all that to happen for him.
Yeah, he deserves it. I think he's definitely one of the best point guards in NBA history. One of the best. Will be a Hall of Famer. And you know something? He was with the Clippers, loaded team back then. And now with the Phoenix Suns, not too loaded, but a good – you know, good team that has good chemistry.
Well, they got a great mix. They got age, they got youth, and then they got that middle. They're a well-rounded team.
And this Suns team, even if Chris Paul leaves in the future too, or next season, whatever, this Suns team is well taken care of.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
All right, my man.
Victor, oh, one more thing. Poll question of the day on Twitter. Who makes the best fried chicken? Choices are KFC, Church Chicken, Bojangles, or Zaxby's.
I'm a Kentucky Fried Chicken boy.
Me too. And it's 50% KFC and Zaxby's at 50%. Victor, what's the best way to reach you and tell us about your show tomorrow?
No, tomorrow we're going to dedicate our show to my head football coach. We just kept going. I was traveling. So we're going to talk a little bit of sports, and we're going to just get some memories of some of the players I played with. You can reach me at AVARO, so AVAROCHO at Twitter. And the Jersey Boy Sports Talk is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. My co-host and I, Byron Jones, we have a lot of fun. Some Jersey Boys talking some smack, a little bit about the Giants and the rest about the NFL and what's happening. So please come on and join us, call in, and we have a lot of good guests.
Yes, great show last week with Caparo. He would say, look, I'm a Jets fan, but I'm not like the guy who says Jets are going to be 12-4. He's realistic.
Did you see our reaction when he said he was a Jet fan?
Yeah, you guys are cracking up. I love it. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on our Twitter, thesportscast1. And then we'll be live tweeting the NBA game one tonight between the Bucks and Suns. Starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. A lot going on. And it was great previewing the show with Victor and Capiche.